USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More people are fleeing the war in Ukraine every day. The latest United Nations figures say that over 2.8 million Ukrainians have fled their country since Russia's invasion began, making it the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Speaking to CBS News, the mayor of Warsaw, Poland, Rafael Trzaskowski.
Some of the stories are just overwhelming and incredible, especially about kids being killed, and other kids watching it. We try everything we can, you know, to create a safe haven for them, because we're absolutely certain that, you know, the Ukrainians are also fighting for our own security, not only of Poland, but of the Western world.
And gas prices are holding steady for the second straight day at $4.32 a gallon for regular unleaded. AAA shows the national average unchanged, but it is up from the $4.06 drivers were paying just 1 week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Republican Representative Rand Paul said he will introduce an amendment to eliminate Dr. Anthony Fauci's position as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Paul, one of Fauci's harshest critics during the COVID-19 pandemic, wrote in an opinion column that he will propose dividing the director's powers into three separate institutes, each led by a director who was appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate for a five-year term. The congressman said his motivation to act resulted not just from many Americans dying from COVID, but also due to people lost to the crushing, overbearing lockdowns and mandates that were based on junk science. And you really didn't think he was quitting, did you? Tom Brady's retirement lasted only 40 days, and he said he's returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd season. The seven-time Super Bowl champion announced his decision on Twitter and Instagram, saying he has unfinished business. He said, "I love my teammates. I love my supportive family. They all make it possible." This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
And the CEO of a zoo has a lot of explaining to do to the government.
A former chief executive officer has agreed to repay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium after audits concluded that improper spending and questionable business practices cost the institution more than $630,000. The zoo's board of directors announced approval of a settlement with former CEO Thomas Stauff for $400,000, which an August 2021 forensic audit said he received inappropriately. In January, the zoo announced settlements with two other former top officials. An investigation found those zoo officials allowed relatives to live in houses owned or controlled by the zoo and sought tickets for family members to zoo entertainment events. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
More than 2 years after the Boy Scouts of America sought bankruptcy protection amid an onslaught of child sex abuse allegations, a judge will determine whether to confirm its proposed reorganization plan in a trial that starts today. In the trial in bankruptcy court in Delaware, it'll stretch over several weeks as attorneys and witnesses battle over a host of complex issues, including insurance rights, liability releases, and the value of 80,000 or more child sex abuse claims, and how such a huge number of claims came to be filed. It looks like Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson will be part of the latest crew flying to outer space on a rocket and capsule by Blue Origin, the private spaceflight company created by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.